Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. And welcome back to another week of the PAP. Just finished up week seven. Already week seven.
And we also have some pretty big news. The merch is finally here. Thank you to everyone who actually did purchase some merch. We really appreciate it. And the merch is here, so we'll have to find a way to get it to you guys. And honestly, if anyone else is still wanting merch, we can put another order out. So if you do still want some merch, hit us up on Instagram. We're going to be making a post about it pretty soon. But the merch is here, and it's
pretty I'd say the quality was actually better than I anticipated.
Yeah, super comfy. I think the designs both look really good, and we might even be having a new logo coming soon.
Potentially.
So, very exciting stuff from the Play Action Podcast. But you got anything else from Vinny?
Nothing there. I mean, getting into the week, overall, I won in fantasy this week, so I'm happy. Steelers did not win. Unfortunately,
Jamar Chase just.
He basically saved Aiden's fantasy week.
Packers
got a win for him too,
and now we got a big little clash that I will actually be going to.
That's right.
Which is very exciting.
Accresure Stadium.
Yeah. So
I wonder who's actually favorite of that game.
I think Packers are -3.
What?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I get to see my GOAT for the first time.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Wait, so who are you gonna be rooting for then?
I mean, the Packers.
The GOAT or where you live or?
I'm gonna be cheering for the Packers, but I want Aaron Rodgers to have a good game. So. That would be an ideal world. But that means our defense isn't playing very good, so I guess we'll
see. Steelers are you never know what you're really gonna get on any given week. But yeah, I mean overall we did have some good games. Like I said, that one to start off. Packers game was good.
A lot of games that we weren't expecting. I mean, I went 7-8 in predictions this week. So
well, what did I go?
10-5.
See now I should be ahead of you then, shouldn't I? Or no,
you are up by one now.
Now we start the train. But yeah, I mean some crazy games, and even the fair share of blowouts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders put up zero. That was the donut of the week.
Wait, but I thought the Raiders always keep it close against the
Chiefs. They do, but sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean we definitely got a lot to get into. We got our usual news. Got some guest the player. Aiden probably has a surprise section.
Separation.
What is that?
We'll find out. And then predictions. So let's head into some news.
All right, guys. Let's start off with some news. Got a good bit of injury updates, but we did have one story I did just see. Aiden actually didn't know about this.
I did not.
But I did get an ESPN notification that Doug Martin, former All-Pro running back, definitely played on the Buccaneers a bit. I'm not sure what other teams.
I think maybe the Browns for a little bit. I'm not fully sure.
Yeah, but he actually passed away at the young age of 36.
Yeah, that's
which
sucks.
Is pretty crazy because he was just in. I feel like just in the league somewhat recently.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he played on the Raiders.
He did, yeah, a little bit. I remember him most on the Buccaneers.
I remember him with the Buccaneers, but, too. He was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But yeah, there was some sort of, like, break-in incident. He actually died in police custody, so I don't know if he was committing a crime or what. And he just went into... I don't know if they announced anything. This is all pretty recent, but I did just want to throw that in, you know.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because I do remember him from back in the early fantasy days.
That's one of those random players. I mean, he was very good for his time, but one of those names where I go, I forgot about him. So, yeah.
So rest in peace to him. But you know, get into some injuries. So not on a good note either. But actually, I did want to mention also. Nothing new coming out yet, but the trade deadline is coming up.
Yeah.
Next week, November.
I wouldn't be surprised if some teams start selling. Like, Dolphins, Jets should probably start getting rid of some players.
Yeah, so we will. Yeah, pretty soon we'll see some, you know, some juicy trades go through.
Knowing us, I'm sure the second this episode is done, like, five new trades will go through.
We'll probably.
So we are recording this on Wednesday, October 22nd, so don't be mad if we missed any news.
Yeah, usually at least happens to a few times. But yeah, so moving into the actual injury news, start off with the big one, potentially likely season ender is Mike Evans, who suffered a clavicle fracture as well as a concussion.
It was kind of like everything happened.
He went up for a catch and just like, I also saw like the replay a bit when they were showing it. But yeah, he apparently,
it looked painful.
Yeah, apparently he was like unconscious for a little bit as well. So yeah, I mean, right when he came back off the hamstring injury, of course. I mean, yeah, he just has some bad luck with that. Yeah. So I think this will be his,
breaking
his 1,000-yard season streak. So I
did actually see some people talking about that. It's kind of a fraudulent streak.
The stats don't lie.
The amount of seasons where he's ended up with like 5 more yards or 3 more yards or 10 more yards.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's at least like 5 of those seasons where he barely made it, and it's because on week 18 he had like 17 targets or something.
Well, he probably also was injured those years.
I mean, probably, but...
But, yeah, so unfortunate that I do have him in fantasy, so, yeah, unfortunate.
Not anymore. You dropped him.
I mean, yeah, I had to make room on the bench. We got slim room, and he's not on IR yet. But also for them, Bucky Irving is still out. Out again. I thought it was going to be a pretty short injury.
Yeah, I did
but, like,
too.
He keeps being questionable, and then he's out, so... Rashad White, again, getting the start on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
You know, I was checking, I actually had DeAndre Swift in there. I looked on the bench, and then all of a sudden, White was projected 20 points instead
That's
of 10.
Crazy.
I was like, because, they love using him. He gets a lot of touchdowns. So, yeah, should be, I guess, at least one more week for that. It was unfortunate. But someone coming back potentially this week is Lamar. He's been out for a while. They're coming off the bye week, and they're playing the Bears.
Yeah,
they're playing the Bears. So, you know, I would say they, you know, shouldn't be worried, but
the Bears have been winning.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Bears have been on the up and up a bit, and the Ravens without are just I mean, they're 1-5.
That's crazy.
Which is just but like. We talked about them obviously playing like nearly all very good teams so far.
Yeah. They got lucky they had a bye week last week. Because they're struggling.
Yeah, but it is odd to see them there. Steelers still on top of that division, so.
Yeah, not as comfortably. But.
Yeah, because they got the Packers this week. But, there's that. Also, Garrett Wilson is day-to-day with a knee injury. Another receiver, Nico Collins, had left the game early with a possible concussion, So they are sorting that out for the Texans. And then Daniel Jones is actually out.
Oh, he's out.
I don't remember. Is he out? I wrote this, but then I feel like I don't remember seeing that.
I haven't seen anything.
I may have wrote that and then been meaning to write someone else. Is he out?
I don't see anything.
Is there another Jones?
Is it Jaden Daniels?
Oh, it is. Did you change that?
I swear I didn't change it.
Well, I meant to say Jaden Daniels. Yeah, so he is out after just coming back. He had a hamstring injury and he was out for mm-hmm. a decent bit. Just comes back.
And they're struggling too.
Yeah, especially without him. So another L for that team, who they've had a lot of injuries as well. Mm-hmm. The whole team.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we did see that Darren Waller got placed on IR with a pec injury. I don't know how he. I didn't actually know.
I don't know either.
You just checked your fantasy, and then it just says IR.
Yeah, glad I didn't start him last week because he got 0 points. So.
Well, did he play?
Yeah, he started.
Oh, so maybe I don't know if it was in that game then.
It must have been.
Interesting. So yeah, I mean that's all the major updates I have. You know, obviously the big one, Mike Evans, and then you know hopefully we can get you know Lamar coming back, and then you know a few questionables here and there. But overall, you know, moving through the season. Yeah. I also know DeAndre Swift is questionable. I didn't look into it, but I benched him in fantasy the last week because he was questionable, and then. He went off for them this last week.
Yeah. So,
I'm assuming he'll probably be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, I mean, those are all the injuries I had written down. Aiden, do you want to tack on anything else? Any news?
I don't think so. I can't even think of any, like, coach news or anything. Although, someone might have fired a head coach. Was it the Titans fired their head coach? They might have fired their coach. I'm not fully sure.
Not who I've seen.
Okay, then maybe not.
Maybe we're just kind of in a little bit of a stagnant. You know, once I'm sure next week if a lot of trades come in, we'll have a lot to update you on.
Yeah. But no, man. Yeah. Callahan of the Tennessee Titans was fired.
When was that?
I'm not sure. Or maybe that was older. Oh, no, 3 days ago, yeah. They fired their head coach. Okay, yeah. There we go.
I guess that makes sense. They are 1-6.
Yeah, so unfortunate. But, yeah, I think that's all we got. Let's head into some Guess the Player.
All right, everyone. Let's get into this Guess the Player segment. You know, everyone knows the rules by now. We're going to test Aiden's weekly knowledge by giving him some stat lines to talk about. The first one, I do think you will get. This one is a bit easier.
Okay.
23 targets.
Yeah. I'll let you finish.
16 catches, 161 yards, and a touchdown.
See, most people would think, you know, 16 for 23, 100 yards, and a touchdown. You may be saying, oh.
161, but.
161 yards, and you may be saying, oh, that's Jalen Hurts. That's exactly a Jalen Hurts stat line. But no.
But it's receiving yards.
It is Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I mean, this Thursday nighter was, I mean, down, I guess you could say down to the last play, but.
I mean, it pretty much was.
You know, Hail Mary last play, but the Steelers, you know, it was unfortunate. I think kind of choked this one.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Flacco, you know, wins the Unk Bowl, as people were calling it. and he played, honestly, amazing. I mean, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, like you said, 16 catches, which is crazy.
Yeah, he was just. And the Steelers defense was just like, they always kind of like play off too much. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, what's they were just name? Giving Jalen them, Ramsey was getting.
Yeah, fried. Jalen Ramsey. I mean, the last not the last play, but like when they got in, was them getting into field goal range or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
with like a, he got burned on that one play. I don't know if it was, he looked very old.
Yeah.
Compared to Jamar Chase.
The Steelers run D, which has been pretty good this season, led up 108 yards to Chase Brown, I think a season high for him. And so you may be saying, like, oh, the Bengals played so good, they must have blown him out. No, the Steelers still played good. And honestly, so Aaron Rodgers, 249 yards, four touchdowns. But those two interceptions are, I think...
The one, I remember the one being pretty bad. I forget the other interception.
The one, yeah, was kind of like...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Overthrow, and then the other one was the dude like ripped it out of DK's hands.
Oh, when he was like on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do. And that
honestly, that play there is pretty much what won the Bengals this game, because like the Steelers were driving, had a chance to get points, and then there's just nothing.
Was it even like a clean? Like, was it even like a controversial
call? No, like I think it was just actually, it was just a great play by him. So it was a bit unfortunate, but I mean the Steelers, I still think played really good. I think they should be worried for the Packers offense next week,
which bruh,
the Packers offense hasn't played very good, but also the Packers defense is a lot better than the Bengals defense. So this gives me hope as a Packers fan, but
I mean, I'm not too worried. Jaylen Warren, 127 yards. He was, you know, the running game was looking good. And like you said, you know, two interceptions were the issue. But yeah, overall, I mean,
this game was great.
Yeah, great. You know, love to see these type of Thursday night games.
Yeah, we've been having a good streak of them as of late, and like this one came down to a Hail Mary, which if you're gonna have a Hail Mary,
you want it to be Raj.
Exactly, and he got it there. It was like a 70-yard pass.
Yeah, he did. He floated it there. Pretty. It was pretty easy.
But
all right, yeah, that was, you know, definitely worth mentioning there. Let's get into the next stat line.
Okay.
We have 13 targets, 10 catches for 74, and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh. Wait, say that. Say the yards.
10 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow. 10 catches.
So definitely used up. I would say you could probably say this person's best fantasy week of the year.
Yeah.
I think it is.
How many yards?
74.
Ooh, at first I was thinking Amon-Ra, but I actually think that's too
he
little.
Did cook.
It could be two touchdowns. Could be AJ Brown, but he got more than that, I think. Oh no. I'll go with Rashee Rice.
That is honestly, that's close. It's not it. He did have 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
I think he had a bit more yards. But this player is actually Trey McBride.
Oh,
Trey McBride. Yeah, put up 29 points in fantasy for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, you should know him well because he torched the Packers.
Yeah. I mean, he was. We just straight up weren't guarding him. Anytime we got into the red zone, we just weren't guarding him, and he's like their only good offensive player right now.
What about Marvin Harrison, dude?
Yeah.
You drafted him.
I mean, he did decent, 2 for 58.
I mean, everyone had he had 10 catches compared to the next most at 3,
mm-hmm.
which was just running back checkdowns, but
yeah. And like, the Cardinals played really good. I mean, Jacoby Brissett has played better than Kyler, arguably. Not even arguably. Yeah.
Do you think could you see him remaining the starter?
When honestly,
he comes, I think has he supposed to, oh wait, they're on a bye this. They're on a bye. The Cardinals have a bye coming up, and then after that, you know, could I actually dropped him in fantasy.
Yeah, honestly, I can't see them getting rid of him here. Just because Kyler's still their QB1, and I think he gives them more opportunity. But I mean, the Cardinals 2-5, I'm pretty sure every single one of their losses has been one score so far. So doesn't fully tell the story of how good they are. I think they're better than the record says, is what I should say.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, all of their losses are by a small margin.
Yeah, so I think they've gotten a little unlucky. The Packers got lucky in this one that we didn't lose. Jordan Love played great. Only a touchdown, but just made the right plays. Josh Jacobs, 2 touchdowns. But the big thing was Micah Parsons, 3 sacks. This is why you trade for players like this. He's a difference maker.
Yeah, I don't know if you can compare the Cardinals' offensive line to what the Steelers got going on.
The Steelers' offensive line is arguably worse.
We got Broderick Jones.
Oh, shiver me timbers. He's going to hold Micah the entire game.
Aren't the Packers known for, like, doing some, like, holding thing that's, like, illegal?
Not that I know.
Remember, like, a cheat? Like, they do, like, a cheap cheating thing.
I remember I saw it on
YouTube like 8 years ago.
Is it the thing where like you wear gloves of the opposing team's colors?
No, I don't know. No, I mean,
I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like Deflategate.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. So
actually, I don't know. But yeah, no, that'll be the brawl in the Berg.
Yeah, Packers top of the NFC right now.
Honestly, I don't. That is kind of sounds weird because I don't consider them the best in the NFC.
But the only reason because they got people, you know,
there's teams like the Lions
in
there.
We are 2 blocked kicks away from being 6-0 right now.
Bro.
The blocked kicks in the Browns.
You can't say this that the Packers deserve to beat the Browns.
I do. If we don't get our kick blocked, we win that game, just like that. So
I mean, I don't know. I still feel like teams like the Buccaneers and Lions, who are 5-2, which
we beat the Lions.
What about the Buccaneers?
Pretty handedly.
That was the fluke early in the season. But yeah, I mean, it is just that tie. The tie is always gonna give them that little half game. Which why they just gotta get rid of ties?
I agree.
A shootout. They gotta like do shootouts.
Yeah, anything.
Make it easy. But yeah, so definitely, you know, that Steelers-Packers matchup will be the matchup of the week.
I agree.
Week. All right, let's get into this one. We got an RB.
Okay.
17 carries, 136 yards with 2 touchdowns, as well as 3 receptions for 82 yards.
Whoa.
So quite the performance, one I would add.
Yeah, there's only 2 guys that I can imagine getting that many receiving yards.
And who is that?
I'm just going to throw out, it's got to be Christian McCaffrey.
That is incorrect. He really? Did actually get, he was up there for sure, because he had like, did he have 40? I think he had like 40 fantasy points.
Let's see. He had 129, 2 touchdowns, and then 72 yards. Wow, so that's pretty close.
That's close. I was considering that, but it is actually Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
Who had a similar stat line. But, yeah, the Lions get the win over the Buccaneers, and they were up the whole game. They didn't really.
Yeah. I mean, it was – they were smoking them. And there was just – the Buccaneers' offense just looked terrible. Mostly because of Baker. Baker missed a lot of throws in this game, so
yeah, threw the ball 50 times, only completed 28, and yeah, without, I mean, Igbuke is back, so he had 4 catches, but
he was open a lot more though. Like he probably could have had like 4 more catches. I don't know. He was getting overthrown a lot.
Yeah, so. But I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, don't want to over, you know. I wouldn't just call the Buccaneers frauds all of a sudden.
I wouldn't either.
Because the Lions are still good. I mean,
but then the Lions just got clapped by the Chiefs. So are the Chiefs that good?
So I think they are. I mean, you saw what they did to the Raiders this week.
Yeah, true.
They made them look silly.
Yeah, they haven't done. Thanks to the Raiders Rasheed haven't Rice. Looked silly once this year. So that's kind of crazy.
I know. But yeah, so there's a lot of interesting dynamics here, but I mean, if you think about it, the Buccaneers have still, you know, they beat the 49ers, they beat the Seahawks, they lost to the Eagles in that weird way, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
They've beat some good teams. So we're not, you know, not going to sound the alarm, but no more Mike Evans is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And Godwin's probably going to be out for however, you know, he's always out.
And the Buccaneers, after they play the Rams in 4 weeks, very favorable end of the year schedule. I mean, Cardinals. Yeah,
but they
Saints,
still got the. They got the Patriots, Buccaneers, Rams in the next few weeks.
Yeah,
4 weeks. So it'll be a true test of them. But I like the Buccaneers. Yeah, they're a fun team to watch this year.
If any NFC team makes the Super Bowl besides the Packers, I would hope it would be the Buccaneers.
So. I would probably have to agree with you. I mean, they're first in that division. The Falcons are 3-3. I could maybe see them. The Panthers are 4-3, which is kind of crazy.
Very sneaky 4-3.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Because they started out pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then
they're on a 3-game win streak.
Yeah. Now, granted, they do have the Bills this week, so that would be a true test. They've had an easy, I'd say easy schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, they just beat the Jets, who are are winless.
Yeah, very bad.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, NFC, it's been a little, you know, it could be heating up a bit. Still a little.
Oh, yeah.
AFC's kind of right now where all the stuff is. All the exciting stuff's going on.
Yeah.
But, all right, one more stat line to talk about.
Okay.
This one is pretty impressive, to say the least. We have 27 completions out of 50 for 279 yards and 2 touchdowns, as well as sacked twice. And then 5 rushes for 48 yards, and then 2 rushing touchdowns.
Oh.
So this was about big fantasy week.
This is going to be Mr. Bo Nix, I believe.
That is correct.
Yes.
Bo Nix, who leads the comeback win over the...
A crazy comeback win.
Well, I will say, yeah, 33 points in the fourth quarter, which was all of their points.
Yeah, that is absurd. Which,
yeah, this game, I mean, I didn't see the end of it, which is when it actually was insane.
It was funny. So our roommate is a Giants fan, and I got back during the Packers game. So the Packers and the Giants were playing at the same time, and I get back. And I was like, oh, the Giants game was on the big TV, so I put the Packers game on the small TV. And then in the fourth quarter, the Giants were up, I don't know, like 24-0 in the fourth quarter. So I was like, oh, well, let's switch it. The Packers game is close, so we put the Packers on the big TV, Giants on the small. And then I turned to him, I was like, imagine they lose, though. And then it was just touchdown after touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, they were still, I think even with like 5 minutes left of there, I think they were still up 2 scores.
Yeah.
Or even maybe even 3.
Yeah.
So like what's your analysis on what happened?
I mean, the Jackson Dart threw a costly pick. I mean, he played really good, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, but did have a costly pick, so that hurt. But then they're like the Broncos just kept coming back and scoring and scoring and scoring. And then the most costly thing is the Giants scored a touchdown to go up by 2 points, or to go up by 6 points. And then their kicker missed the PAT. I actually think their kicker missed 2 PATs in this game.
That is, yeah, I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, so their kicker missed two kicks in this game, who they actually released.
I mean, that's fair.
Went downfield and scored a
touchdown. That's fair, but like, if you let up 33 points in one quarter, I feel like you can't blame the kicker.
Okay,
that choked, but like, if you're willing to let up 33 in the fourth quarter, then you don't really deserve to win.
Yes, I
agree. I guess the two match points would have been the deciding 2 points.
Yeah.
But yeah, this may be choke of the year.
They wouldn't be in the situation where giving up 33 would have killed them. But, I mean, still, yeah, 33 points in one quarter.
But I think, did this break any, like, records? I want to say I saw something.
I mean, 33 and a quarter has got to be up there. That's
33 and a quarter to have zero before that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gotta, you know, they always got some sort of record.
Yeah, I mean, that's gotta be up there, because, I mean, they did, I mean, they were just playing crazy. Their entire team was playing so good.
I see.
Cam Scadaboo played really good. I mean, Dart with 4 touchdowns, I mean, he just looks like a beast. Wandale Robinson played good, but...
Oh, yeah. This is why I remember seeing this. They were down 18 with 6 minutes to go. And teams down 18 with 6 minutes to go are like 1,602 and 0. That's like they've crazy. Never no one's ever lost. But is that true? I guess that is true.
Yeah.
But like obviously there's been big comebacks. Yeah. Or wait. Maybe
I think a lot of the bigger comebacks have just been like not to this extent. 33 and a quarter is just insane. And the craziest part is they came back all the way, and then the Giants had to come back at one point, and then the Broncos had to come back after that. So it was just,
and it looks like 33 points in a quarter is 1 point below the record.
Wow.
Which is the Lions, who scored 34 against the Bears. And I don't know what year. It didn't say what year this was. But yeah, overall, of course the Giants would choke like that.
Yeah. But it is just so Giants. But it gives them, I think, some light. I think this is the one loss where, as frustrating as it is, you can go, we look like a good football team, which... I'm not sure how you can say we look like a good football team after giving up 33 points, but...
That was... Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still... they're still got potential.
Yeah, I agree. But...
Yeah, that was all the games I had written down. I mean, was there anything crazy that happened outside of that?
Yeah, I mean, Rams destroy the Jags in London. Eagles barely beat the Vikings 28-22, so that was a close game. Browns... absolutely destroy the Dolphins. Dolphins look terrible. Colts statement win over the Chargers. Beat them by multiple scores. Cowboys statement win over the Commanders. Beat them by multiple. And then Seahawks smack on the Texans. Texans look really bad this year. 2-4.
And they were good last year.
Yeah. And in that division, it's going to be tough because, like... I mean, they're way behind. And, like, even speaking of other divisions, Chiefs right now are 4-3, probably one of the hottest teams in the NFL, third in their division right now. And then, like, even the Vikings are 3-3, don't even have a losing record, fourth in their division.
Yeah, there's going to be some close matchups.
Yeah.
Getting down towards the wire.
I'm very excited. There's a lot of... a lot of good teams on the rise, but yeah, so those are all the big games, and yeah, let's head into some 5 degrees of separation. All right, let's get into some 5 degrees of separation. If you guys don't know how this game works, basically the premise is you have to connect 2 NFL players via players that they have played with. So an example that I gave earlier when trying to teach Vinny the rules. So if you were connecting Dak Prescott to... who did I have earlier in the thing? Dak Prescott to, like, Nick Chubb. You could say Dak Prescott played with George Pickens. George Pickens played with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett played with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson played with Nick Chubb. And that is kind of the premise of the game. And you just got to try and find the connections between the players. So I got five players here today, or five different things, and I'm going to see if Vinny can connect them all between. It's going to go from easiest to hardest, like usual. It's also going to go from least connections needed to most connections needed. Or at least most connections that I had to do. So, starting off, try and connect Aaron Rodgers to Matthew Stafford.
What?
And, like, as we go, if you need a hint, I can, like, tell you the first player.
Okay, hold up, hold up. Let me get this out of the way real quick. What's his name? Wait, what's this guy's name? You know who I'm thinking of.
I don't know who you're thinking of.
It's probably the same one you thought of.
Do you have a joint connection? One that you can get it in one?
Yeah.
All right, then yeah. Who is it? There's actually multiple answers you could probably do.
It's, what's his name? Is it Willie? Like, is his last name Williams?
Oh, yeah. That would work. That's not who I was thinking, but that would work.
Okay, then I choose him. The running back.
Okay. Jamal Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking of?
Devontae Adams.
He didn't play for the Lions. Oh! I was thinking more Lions.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let me see. Mine probably will get more points because it's rarer.
Okay, I'll give it to you. That's a good
one. So how about whoever has a cooler one wins?
All right, sure.
So I win.
Next up, Mahomes to Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith, I haven't heard that name in quite a while.
Yes. Only played with the Vikings.
I think it's better to really start with the Vikings. Because he's only ever played... Well, has Mahomes only ever really played with the Chiefs?
Yeah, exactly. You want to use the players that have played on multiple teams.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, they got a few wild cards in there, like Kareem Hunt, if we're going Chief-wise.
I got this done in two, as a hint.
How?
Just because I'm good at
it. Did you use someone on defense?
No.
Because I thought, okay.
Only offensive players.
Okay, let's...
I used defensive later down the line, but...
For this one?
No, for other ones.
Okay, so let's start off with... Okay, let's start off with Aaron Jones.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the Packers. Like, we'll just get to the Packers because they got a nice hub of people.
Okay.
So we'll get to the Packers. We can say Rodgers.
Okay.
We can get to the Packers. Or, I mean, we could say Randall Cobb. And he played for... Did he play for Dallas?
Yeah, he did, actually, for a little bit.
So he played with... Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
Who played with...
You're bouncing all around right now.
I feel like there's an easier one.
I can tell you, you can get it in one off of Aaron Jones. If you connect Mahomes to Aaron Jones, you can get it in one.
What?
Or there is a connection between Mahomes and Aaron Jones.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't think it's any of the Packers receivers.
Is it?
Oh. Is it Valdez Scantling?
It is. Mahomes to Valdez Scantling.
I forgot about him.
To Harrison.
I forgot about that guy.
Yes.
All right. Pretty creative one.
Next up, Alvin Kamara to Alex Smith.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What a weird one.
Who has played for... What other teams did Alex Smith play on? Because I only think of him on the Redskins.
That's crazy. That's the first team you think of him on?
Yeah. Wow. Who do you think of him on?
I think of him on the Chiefs.
Bro, is the Redskins is the team that he got hurt on.
He was drafted by the 49ers.
But didn't he get hurt on the Redskins?
Did you know he was drafted before Rodgers?
Food for thought. He was good before he got injured. Right?
Yeah. The way I have this, I think of him on the Chiefs.
Okay, so I can use that logic.
This one is like, I don't know if you would think of this.
I need like a veteran. Okay, wait. I'm thinking of a connection. I just need. No.
Tell me when you want your hint, and I can give you.
The wait, there's hints?
I can give you like the first player in the.
No, the first player is the easy one. I mean, I could get him. Like I was thinking, like get into the Raiders because like the Raiders played. You know, Carr played with Kamara and then also for the Raiders, which in the same division as the Chiefs. But I don't know if the Chiefs and Raiders have any players that intertwined.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
So that was my initial thought process. Otherwise, though, I'd like to think... I mean, if I do the 49ers a lot, but I don't know who played in 49ers when
I'm telling you, do the Chiefs. I got it in three. I might have even gotten it in two. I just forget if this one dude played with Alex Smith at the same time.
Wait. Alex Smith to who?
Well, it's Kamara to Alex Smith, but yeah, either way.
Okay. Oh wait, I'm cooking up something. Hold up.
Okay. What are you thinking? Talk out loud.
Oh wait. Oh. Okay, I was gonna do Kamara, Derek Carr.
Okay.
And then Derek Carr to Khalil Mack. Okay. And then Khalil Mack to, Austin Eckler, and then. Austin Eckler to the what's his name? Old Jaden Daniels or
what? Jaden Daniels?
Eckler.
Oh,
Eckler's on the Commanders.
Okay, yeah.
So him to Jaden Daniels or like
yeah.
Bill, and then who's the old player on that team? Who's like an old head on them?
Yeah, you'd
their probably, head coach.
You'd probably just have to bounce it back and forth.
Yeah, so I'd just keep bouncing it back and forth, but then I'd get it.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I was thinking Alvin Kamara to Mark Ingram to Sammy Watkins when they both played on the Ravens that one time.
What?
And then I would have not to Travis thought of that. Kelce to Alex Smith.
There's zero chance I would have thought of that.
Yeah, it's a little tricky, but okay. This next one I got in only three again. Lamar Jackson to Jonathan Taylor. This one, you could probably get this one.
It's more just thinking of, I gotta think of Colts. He's always been on the Colts, right?
Yes.
I don't really know many Colts players.
Actually, yeah, if you work backwards on this one, you might be able to get it.
Is there... okay, hold up. Hold up.
I've actually got faith you can think of this one.
Wait, hold up. Okay, I'm cooking now. Hold up.
Think out loud.
Wait. Wait, let me. No, if I pull this off, it'll be the greatest connection of all time.
Yeah, it might be, but think out loud for the viewer's sake.
Wait, should I? See, but they just don't have many. I don't know. Like all the, I'm just thinking of offensive players right now, and they're all young.
You want me to tell you my first connection?
Yeah, it's probably going to be different than what I was just thinking of.
I went from Lamar to Jair Alexander.
Lamar? Jair Alexander plays for the Ravens?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was not thinking of that. I was thinking of a more... What was I even thinking of, actually? Wait, say it again.
Lamar to Jair.
Lamar? Okay, Lamar to Jair. Well, no. The rest of it.
What?
To who? Like, what's the final goal? To Taylor.
Lamar to Jonathan Taylor, yeah.
Okay. See, I was taking a different approach there.
Okay, so what is your approach? And I could even probably help you.
I kind of forget it. But I ended up on the Falcons.
Okay. I'm not sure how that's
okay,
gonna
wait.
Help.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, I can do it. I can do it. I know it.
Okay, what is it?
Wait.
I don't know.
Wait.
Who knows it?
I'm trying to dude. This is okay. I'm just gonna start going and hope it goes somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, Lamar to DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
To Christian Kirk.
Okay.
To Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
To, that's where I ended up on the Jaguars.
Okay.
And then from the Jaguars to Jonathan Taylor, does Daniel Jones play with everyone? I think I'm hit a dead end right now.
All right. Do you want me to tell you my next?
I mean, I wasn't even thinking in that direction, but I probably... Could I get it from there? I mean...
I'll name you one back from Jonathan Taylor. Name me... So it goes Lamar to Jair to blank to Daniel Jones to Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, see, I was saying taking the Daniel Jones approach.
So who would connect Jair and Daniel Jones?
I mean, like... But he's only played on the Packers, and Daniel Jones has played on
Think there might be two players you could use.
And then he's played on the Giants. So who has the Giants and Packers?
Arguably our best defensive player.
Michael Parsons?
No, arguably.
So not?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Clay Matthews?
No.
Amos?
No. Our best defensive player,
Desmond King,
that came from the Giants, is currently on it.
I don't know the Packers defense.
Xavier McKinney.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get
Jair,
that.
Jair, Xavier McKinney.
Bro, what are these? Jones, you're just picking ones that Jonathan you know. Taylor. You're just picking ones of players you know.
I mean,
know.
You could easily. I could go.
I don't know the Packers roster.
Okay, fine. Jonathan Taylor, Daniel Jones, and this is just off the dome. Daniel Jones to Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton to...
Yeah, bud.
Or maybe not Darius Slayton. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Just give me another one.
Last one. The hard mode. I had to use 4 for this
one. What?
Caleb Williams to Cam Newton. This one's tough, but... If you get to the player you need to get to, you're golden.
Golden. Okay. Well, see, off the dome piece right now, I'm simply thinking of... Wait, who's the goal?
Cam Newton from Caleb Williams.
I don't even remember who Cam Newton played with back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, who was his players?
I mean, there's a pretty prominent one that still currently plays.
I mean, do you count Greg Olsen because he's an announcer?
No.
I don't think anyone... Cam Newton's old. I don't think anyone's really still playing with him.
There's one that's probably still the best in his position in the league that still plays. That played with Cam Newton.
I honestly...
That tells you how long Bro's been doing it, folks. He had 2 touchdowns this week. Arguably, he might be RB1 this year.
McCaffrey? McCaffrey played with him?
Are you kidding me?
I thought he had, like...
You can't be serious.
But he was around before. Man, I just going to show you that...
McCaffrey's been doing
it. How old is he? How is he still so good? Okay, well, okay, I mean, so that seems to be the pick that you're going for, but I have to get from who?
Caleb Williams. So now you can just connect Caleb Williams to McCaffrey.
But see, that's not as easy as it sounds. Who, okay, let's think of, like, who they got. Okay, bang. I mean, so off the bat, I'm thinking... Caleb Williams to DeAndre Swift. That's my initial thought process.
Okay.
Or, you know what? Wait. Something that may be easier. Let me just think what teams McCaffrey's played on. The Panthers, the 49ers.
That's it.
Okay. Kittle hasn't played on many.
No.
I mean, Debo...
I'll have you know, I use, in this one, there's 4 players. I use 3 running backs. The first one is not a running back, but then every connection after the first one is a running back.
I mean, there's probably multiple ways, I feel like. I think if I work backwards, like, if I do, like, Debo, then I could do someone, like, from the Commanders.
Yeah, you could use someone from the Commanders to get to Caleb Williams. I didn't use Debo, but it would work.
Wait, what team did DJ Moore play on before the...
The Panthers. I think he might have played with Cam Newton. I think he did play with Cam Newton.
Okay, so I just need to say... Caleb Williams, DJ Moore.
Oh, shit.
Chuba Hubbard.
No, you could just straight up do Caleb,
DJ Moore. I don't think DJ Moore's that old, bud.
Yeah, he played with Cam Newton. I'm positive.
Okay, then that's my answer.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Wow. I did Caleb to Keenan Allen to Austin Eckler to Brian Robinson. To McCaffrey.
Oh, that's a creative one. I could.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even realize that DJ Moore just straight up played with both.
Man, he must just be an unk.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
Dang, all right, pretty interesting there. Somewhat difficult, but yeah, that's a fun little game.
Maybe I need to make him a little easier next time.
Oh, dude, if you're thinking of him, like, obviously it's easy for you.
Yeah, true.
Because you know that you thought of the method that naturally... flows.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, so that was that. Let us know how you guys did, and let's head into some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions for this week. Records-wise, I have 67 wins, 40 losses, and went 7-8 last week. Vinny is up to 68 wins, 39 losses. And went 10-5 last week, so I'm going to need to do a little better this week. And hopefully I can do better than Vinny, but we'll see. Starting off, Thursday Night Football, Vikings at Chargers. Pretty good game. I'm going Chargers.
Yeah, I think I will agree with you on that. The Vikings aren't looking too hot.
Yeah, next up, Dolphins at Falcons.
I mean, the Falcons, they took the L this last week, but they've been kind of playing good otherwise.
And the Dolphins just suck.
Falcons are home, so I think I'm going to roll with the Falcons. Yeah. And they might trade Jalen Waddle.
Same.
But they actually probably won't.
Yeah. Bears at Ravens.
Bears
Lamar
are
right. Lamar is back.
I mean, this, I feel like this just depends on Lamar, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because the Bears have been heating up.
I hope the Bears lose.
I'm going to go Lamar. Or I'm going to go Ravens, just because I think that the Ravens are favored right now. So I think
I'm going to go Ravens, too. I want to disagree, but yeah, I agree with that one. Jets at Bengals. Will Jets get their first win?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, with how Flacco's either. Playing right now,
yeah,
he's going to go on a little mid-season streak of just going off like he usually does.
Agreed. Bills at Panthers. Panthers could pull up an upset.
B at P.
But I'm going Bills.
Yeah, the Bills had their little shenanigans. Yeah. But I think they're going to be back to their selves.
49ers at Texans. I'm going to go 49ers here.
I mean,
makes sense.
The Texans really fell off.
Yeah, they look pretty bad.
And 49ers just got a win. So they're looking, you know. And I think Kittle's back, right?
Mm-hmm. I think he was last back. Week. Yeah. He just didn't do anything.
Okay, so yeah, I got 49ers in that.
Browns at Patriots. Patriots have been on a heater as of late, so I'm sticking with them.
Yep, I'm going to have to agree with that. Patriots are looking good.
Yeah. Giants at Eagles.
Oh, see, like, I really do want to say Giants because... But I feel like do they always lose to the Eagles, though?
They beat them 2 weeks ago.
And they're already... Oh, that's right, and they're already playing them again.
I'm going Eagles. I don't want to, but it's got to be.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles just because, you know, the Giants can choke. We know they can choke a win.
Bucks at Saints. Bounce back week for the Bucks.
I'd say bounce back week here. Did the Saints win this week, or was it?
No, the Saints lost to the Bears.
But they won the week before.
Yeah.
Did they beat? I forget who they beat.
Yeah.
Was it the Giants?
Oh yeah, they beat the Giants.
They upset them. So yeah, they can. You know, they showed some potential. But yeah, I'll have to agree with the Bucks.
Titans at Colts. I think the Colts are gonna. Wipe the floor with them here.
The Colts, you know, I've been high on them all year, you know. What can I say?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cowboys at Broncos. Probably the first game that we might disagree on because I'm going Cowboys.
Now, why is that?
I think the Cowboys have played pretty good as of late. I think.
But the Broncos got the momentum. Dude, they've scored. Dude, in the last one quarter, they've scored 33 points.
Yeah, but. I don't know.
That they're averaging 33 points a quarter for the last quarter.
I'm going Cowboys.
All right. Packer. Oh.
Who are you going? You never said who.
Oh, Broncos. Oh. Okay, Packers at Steelers. Is this a Sunday nighter?
It is.
I didn't even know. Oh, Sunday nighter primetime?
Oh.
I mean, come on. Let's be real. The Steelers. I'm going Steelers.
Because you know
the
Packers.
The Steelers are going to be showing out.
Nah.
It's in Pittsburgh, you know. If it was in Lambeau, okay, maybe. If it was cold, but you know, it's a Sunday night in Pittsburgh.
No, Packers are getting it done, and then we got the Commanders in Chiefs. Commanders at Chiefs.
You know, without Jaden Daniels, they're kind of. I mean, and we saw what Rashee Rice did to the Raiders, who is back. I mean, I guess we kind of talked about it last week, but yeah, Rashee Rice making his return for my fantasy team, getting two touchdowns, kind of just getting the rock a lot. So,
yeah,
should be taking the reins there. Chiefs get the easy dub.
All right, and that is all we got for this week. I will be at the Packers-Steelers game.
You'll get some live footage and insights
for
the viewers.
I'll hopefully meet Aaron Rodgers.
Just streak onto the field and hug him.
Maybe. I might do it. It'll be worth it. But, yeah, so that is all we got for this week's episode. Once again, if you guys want some merch and you didn't get some before, let us know on Instagram. It's just the Play Action Podcast. You can find us there. Just DM us, and then we'll be able to get in a new order. But, Vinny, you got anything else?
Nothing to add. Just as always, thank you for listening. Got an exciting week of football to come. Aiden will be giving us some live insights for next week, so definitely stay tuned for that. And as always, we will see you in the next one.
Peace.